Hey, Steve, how do you like my new sweater?
Well, it looks great, but what's the occasion?
Oh, just paying a little tribute to the godfather of political comedy.
If you wanted to do this as your life, could you find 30 friends of Nixon?
That's the great Mort Saul, and we'll meet him on this week's Laugh Tracks Legends of Comedy.
I'm Randy Hodgins.
And I'm Steve McClellan, and this time our Laugh Tracks Legend of Comedy is Mort Saul, a groundbreaking comic who was a true iconoclast.
That's right, Steve. Instead of a suit and tie that was the usual uniform for most stand-up comedians of the era, Mort dressed like a university professor in V-neck sweaters and open-collared shirts. Legendary San Francisco columnist Herb Kane took an immediate liking to Saul and helped nurture his career.
Now, Mort's style was groundbreaking and influenced such future comic legends as Lenny Bruce, Dick Gregory, and Woody Allen. A British film critic said Saul freewheels a bike on a high-wire tightrope. Let's take a listen.
And he has a program called Walt Disney Presents. And on the show, he has this film, which is a preview of a film that will later be shown in a theater. And last week, it was a film of people going into the park at Disneyland to get into the theater to see one of his television films, of people going into a theater to see one of his films. But you know those things he does?
Saul's popularity soared in the late 1950s, and by 1960, Time magazine called him the best political satirist since Will Rogers. He was the first modern stand-up comedian to record a comedy record album. 1960s, The Future Lies Ahead.
So, anyway, President Eisenhower and was depending on Vice President Nixon to keep his hand on the throttle, and he was he was on all these magazines like Time and Newsweek and Life, and almost every magazine with the exception of True, which has a hidden significance, which I'm not... Anyway, so...
Now, following the assassination of President Kennedy in 1963, Saul's comedy began to reflect his contention that there had been a cover-up in the Warren Commission, and he alienated much of his audience with his conspiracy theories.
Saul managed a bit of a comeback beginning in the 1970s following the Watergate scandal, and he's remained influential among many professional comedians. And in 2003, he received the Alan King Award in American Jewish Humor from the National Foundation for Jewish Culture.
I made a picture in London recently, and I was very lonely. So the director said to me, go down to Piccadilly and go to Langan's Brasserie, because Michael Caine owns it. If you go down there, you might see people from Los Angeles. So I went down there, and when I walked in, Michael Caine was by the register. He said to me, Mort, what are you doing in London? So I said to him, we're all back. The experiment failed.
You can find out more about Mort Saul and all our comedy legends, including video clips and extended audio cuts, at LaughTracksRadio.com. Thanks for listening, and until next time, it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from him. Goodbye, everybody.